We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The hottest next tape you'll find online. Next all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
And we win this game against the San Antonio Spurs. It was ugly as hell at times, but we made sure that we did what we needed to do after a barrage of points raining down by the San Antonio Spurs in that third quarter. The Knicks turned it around in the fourth, three after three after three by RJ, and then Alec Burks just went crazy. There's nothing we could do, or nothing they could do, excuse me. As the Knicks win 102-98, I was a little worried about our record, but the Big Three gets another dub. Ashley Ma, myself, and Mr. Alex, Vanilla CP, you know what it is. We got our W. I was a little worried, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. But definitely turned that game around. We saw a bit of everything in this game. Like, we saw everything in this game. We saw in the post game with CP. I don't know if you guys were watching that live with CP getting mobbed by the Knicks family. But we heard somebody say that they felt like this wasn't a real win because we didn't blow off the Spurs. But look, man, for us to be down the way that we were and then turn it around the way we did in the fourth quarter, to me, that's a big, big, big plus for us going into the playoffs. But it was a very up and down game, 102-98. How are you guys feeling?
Well, I'll tell you how I feel. I love that we won.
Right.
Spurs usually give us a problem, you know, but it really started off as it was a good game. We started off like neck and neck, right? As we always do. I feel like we the last couple of games on the road trip, we start off really slow, but back home, start off pretty well. We had, you know, Julius Randle. He wasn't hitting his shots necessarily in the beginning, but he was getting to the free throw line, just getting us points when we needed. And then we had Alec Burks, who came out like he never missed a game, which was awesome. You know what I mean? I loved the first half was really where it was at because you saw they were just neck and neck all the way. They kept it even. But then we had that third quarter of doom where you just felt like, oh my God, are we really going to do this again? Are we really going to lose to the Spurs? And the Spurs always give us a tough time. But then you have Broadway Barrett hitting some clutch threes down the stretch. You have Julius Randle stepping up, making big shots. And then Alec Burks just says, I'm going to put the team on my back. And that's essentially what happened with this game, you know? And I love everything about it, especially seeing Alec Burks is just ready for playoff mode. That's what we need going down the stretch.
Mm-hmm. Ashley?
Listen, I'm reporting live from the courts while you losers are in the rafters.
Yeah, you can see. We're all in the garden. Yeah. But Ashley got the better
from
seat.
This view of MSG was absolutely fantastic. What a comeback. It was sensational. I know you guys couldn't see it from the nosebleeds, but down here it was absolutely fantastic. Yeah, listen, it was, this could have ended badly. And I think especially with Miami winning and the Hawks winning, this was something, this was a game that we needed to win. The Spurs came in hungry. They're trying to get into the play-in. So it wasn't a team that was going to go easy on you at all. And, you know, it looked rough for a little bit. It looked a little, you know, up until the third quarter, it looked like it was going in the wrong direction. But RJ Barrett, my nine god, Badman Singh, he will always turn it around. You don't need to get hard. You don't need to go hard on him because he goes harder on himself. And he has the eye of the tiger. He wants to be the leader of this team. He wants to be the leader of the New York Knicks. He wants to be the future of this franchise. And he proves it. Even in the games where he doesn't prove it, he turns it back around. And listen, A.B. Burks, man, absolutely great game from him. Let me look at his box score. I want to say it was 30 points. I'm not even giving him full credit.
That's right.
Just came back with a vengeance. And you definitely needed that offensive help because you have Rose out, and that's what you need. So I'm excited. Did we lose audio?
No. It was me. I went to the wrong screen for a second. You're good. You're good.
Yeah, so with, like I said, with Derrick Rose being out for however long with his twisted ankle or sprained ankle, I think it is,
yeah,
you definitely need the additional offensive help, and Burks gives that to you. What a comeback win from these guys. Reggie, you pissed me off a little bit. That was an unnecessary foul, Reggie. We got to do better, but ultimately we pulled it out. And for everyone asking if I dyed my hair, yes, I'm a brunette now. I got rid of the blonde. So I am part of the brunette gang. Everyone thinks I'm super Dominican now, so that's something I'm going to be dealing with. But thank you guys for the compliments and for noticing. It got me courtside tickets, you can see. So it's been a great night.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're going to need the mods to be on full alert tonight. Okay, the simp is going to be on high alert tonight, 10 out of 10s, I'm sure.
Leave my simp fan TV. Leave them alone. Oh, they mean well.
But, yeah, like you said, you know, Reggie had some rough moments there, but I feel like he closed out a lot better. Yeah, that foul was rough. That man had five fouls for the game. But all around, like, it felt like in the beginning we just couldn't find a bucket. Julius Randle was the only one, at least in that first quarter, that was able to get us any kind of points. But then he went cold and then decided to go in his point guard bag and was out there dishing assists, getting rebounds, looking like he was going for a triple-double tonight. He was almost there, one assist and one rebound away. RJ Barrett was damn near useless in the first half for us, and then completely turn it around, doing what RJ does, you know, being patient, having that amnesia, doing what he does well. But I do want to mention, we talked about Alec Burks and his return, because there was two players that were out for us the last few games, and that was him and Emmanuel Quickley. Now, as Alec Burks came back as if nothing happened, we had the other side of the hoop with Emmanuel Quickley, who went 0-for-4 tonight, and was he didn't really do too much tonight. One turnover, a foul, and that was about all she wrote for Emmanuel Quickley, to the point where you can see that Tom Thibodeau didn't really go to him too much throughout the entire game, and ran the starters plus Alec Burks from the midway through the third quarter all the way to the end of the game. Not going to ask you guys if you're worried, because I know the answer for all three of us here is, the answer is going to be no. But just, you know, the rookie having the night that he had, you know, obviously with Frank Ntilikina, in my opinion, had himself another solid night. He was 1-for-1. His defense was good. You can see he was very situational tonight, only played 6 minutes. But do you think that this is something that is more of a Derrick Rose, not, I won't say problem, but a Derrick Rose situation, because we see that he plays really well next to Derrick Rose? Or do you think it's just the injury and him just not having his win? What do you think it was for Emmanuel Quickley tonight?
I think it was Emmanuel Quickley just coming back from injury personally. Yeah. I think it just takes him – it's going to take him a little time to get back into it, and thankfully we're going to have a rest, you know, now that we clinched a playoff. By the way, we should just talk about that we clinched a playoff. We're in the top six, all right? We're in the top six. We get a break after the season is over, before everything really starts getting into gear. So we're going to have enough time for Emmanuel Quickley to get better as we finish off these games. So he's going to get two more games to get back into rhythm, and he should probably get enough time during that time off to really get his legs under him that way, because we're going to need him once this playoff comes. And maybe it was a little bit of Derrick Rose, but I really just think so, it's more so that coming back from injury and just being a little rusty.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. It's just, you know, when you're coming off of injury, it takes you a couple games to get back into the swing of things. Luckily, he has not only, you know, the last two games of the regular season, but because the Knicks secured and clinched, baby,
yes, sir.
They have those
get
they
it.
Have that 5 days of rest as well, around 5 days of rest where he can really just get into it in practice, get his repetitions in, get back into the swing of things, and be ready to go come the playoffs. That's one of the reasons it was so important to clinch, because you don't want that quick turnaround from the ending of the regular season to the play-in. Sometimes, you know, that fatigue and that quick turnaround can be detrimental to your performance and ultimately affect what you're trying to do. When you secure and you clinch an actual playoff spot, not only is it good for you because you get an actual series, right? You get more games to go ahead and compete, but your body also gets more rest. And that's ultimately what you need, especially after such a grueling and intense season like the Knicks and all teams across the board with this condensed season, the quick turnaround from last season, the COVID, the pandemic, everything, the makeup games, all of that. You definitely want to go ahead and secure, even if it's a little bit of rest, you want to get that. And the Knicks did. So we here, baby.
Yeah, we sure did. We are for sure top 16, but it's not over until it's over. We still have that chance for that fourth seed. We'll talk about the standings a little bit later. You know, the Heat and the Hawks did not make it easy for us tonight, but what's important is we got our win on our end. But we'll talk more about that later. But welcome to Knicks Fan TV, brought to you by Manscaped. Get yourself 20%
yes.
off and free shipping from Manscaped at manscaped.com/.
But wait,
Knicks.
You have to.
Yeah, you got to show off. Now, what's unfortunate is I don't have the new graphic. See, I got the old one, but Ashley Moss right here is going to. Look at that. That's the new stuff, right? That's the new school.
This is
the 4.0.
This is the lawnmower.
Yes.
4.0, ladies
yes, yes.
and gentlemen. Well, mostly gentlemen. And if you want to keep your ladies satisfied this summer, nobody likes the rumble in the jungle. You know, this isn't Jumanji. You like to see what you're working with. We like to see what you're working with, rather. So make sure you're grooming and tending to those bushes, because nobody likes to have to go on a safari hunt to get to the ultimate prize. So make
beautiful.
Sure you're taking care of your situation down there. Mm. And also, it's getting hot in the summertime. New York is opening. Miami's been open, as Ari knows. And, you know, less hair, less odor, less sweat. So go ahead and take care of that. Do it wherever you feel comfortable, in the dark, with a partner, Grand Central Station, if you're Ari, with some newspaper. Whatever you want to do, this bad boy here will take care of it for you. The lawnmower for
haunt. Good angle.
Yes.
The
you don't have it? Get one. Not quite sure why I have one, but, you know, here we are.
Yeah, well, hey, but you did a great job showing it off right there. Yeah, because I'm still stuck on that 3.0 life, but that 4.0 looking clean. And, yeah, if you want to go hang out and, I don't know, yeah, just make sure you handle your business, ladies and gentlemen right here. But take the word from a lady, from Ashley Moss there.
I'm no CP, but I think I did a good job.
That was solid. No script at all, too, man. All off the dome. That's what's up. That was a good job. That was really good. Really good.
Dome.
Solid. Solid performance.
Yeah, 10 out of 10. I love it. I'm sure people are buying it right now, flying off the racks.
Someone said, I'll do it in the Uber. Please don't.
Okay, yeah, that's not good.
Please.
We ain't bailing you out, Chief. Don't do that. Not a good look.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, most importantly, no testimonials. Now, not since you're going to be giving that Uber driver testimonial, definitely don't be giving him or us a testimonial. Keep that all to yourself.
No testimonials, ladies and gentlemen. Mostly gentlemen.
Yes, right. But yeah, man, 102.98. I kind of want to talk about the bad times of this game, because we did get through it. Because that's one thing we always talk about with a lot of these games, with these losses we had to Denver and losses to Phoenix and whatnot. We always talk about how we turn those L's into lessons, and it felt like this was one of those games, especially against such a well-coached team but like the Spurs with Popovich on the other side. It seemed like the Knicks, as we've been doing all year, but it seemed like we never lost hope and never put our heads down, even though we had such a big deficit as we did going into that game. And I just want to talk about that third quarter, because third quarter, our defense just looked lost. You know what I mean? And obviously, this is our first game back, our first game without Derrick Rose in quite some time, and first game back for Alec Burks and Emmanuel Quigley. So there's so many different things that you can point out to. But we got to give props to the Knicks for that, man. That's huge. Like, to have that kind of, especially knowing how this team has played against the Spurs $1 million in the past, for us to weather the storm the way we did, like we did tonight, you got to give the Knicks credit for that, man. That just shows the heart of this team.
For sure. And they've been showing it throughout the majority of the season. It's not like this is not the first time that they come back from a deficit in the third quarter, yeah. Right? I mean, we've seen they've been on and off being able to pull off such a feat, but they've been able to do it more so than not, which is why they're in the position they are in right now, being in the top six, going into the playoffs, not having to go through the play-in. But it just shows the well-coached nature and just being prepared that Tom Thibodeau helps bring to this team, right? Yeah. And you just see the gritty nature of this team as well. As Ashley likes to say, this is the New York grit. They were not fazed by anything whatsoever. They didn't care that they saw DeMar DeRozan on the other side just doing what he normally does, which is put up shots, attacking in the mid-range. Mm-hmm. They said, look, we're going to stay calm, come out in the third quarter, just keep chipping away. And keep chipping away is what they did. Yeah. Pretty sure they got it down to 4 points before the end of the third quarter, right?
Yeah.
You know, and they just come out and they just continue to hit shots. You see RJ, he had a bad first half, but he comes out saying, look, I'm going to relax, going to calm down, and just do what I do and just start hitting shots. And his confidence never wavers, which is what I love about RJ. And then Julius is just becoming clutch at the end too, just hitting clutch shots after clutch shots.
Right.
But we see that what was really important, you know, when we really missed out on the Lakers game is that Alec Burks is that different maker. You know, he went – what was it tonight? He went 5 for 10 from 3-point range. We needed a good 3-point shooter, even though we had Reggie Bullock. We needed more 3-point shooting, and Alec Burks definitely brings that, which is what we were sure we were missing against the Lakers the last game.
And I don't think 100% that the Lakers game. I mean, obviously, what you're saying is 100% factual. If you had Burks out there, it obviously would have made a huge difference. But I also think that Lakers game, and went into overtime, obviously, I think what the ultimate dagger was in that situation was just stupid mistakes down the stretch. I mean, you look at those two back-to-back possessions. You had the Julius Randle travel, which was idiotic, and then the mm-hmm. RJ situation. I mean, yep. Pass the rock or go to the rack. Two yep. options, RJ. It was those two mistakes that I think really secured that ultimately secured that outcome, because I think that had those two things not happened, we were right there. I think that could have gone into double overtime. It was just, you know, stupidity and playing harder, not smarter. You know what I mean? In that situation. Mm-hmm. But absolutely, if Burks was out there, you probably wouldn't have even been in that situation to begin with, because you would have had another offensive weapon that would have just helped you to secure a lead without even going into overtime. Or even if you did go into overtime, it wouldn't have come down to those final two possessions. Those wouldn't have made or break the outcome. So 100%, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And that's the thing, too. Like, it just amazes me, because every time we come against this team, I feel like, you know, I know the NBA pretty well. But every time we play against the Spurs, I'm learning somebody new, like Drew Eubanks. Like, this dude, like, came out of nowhere, and he was out there giving solid minutes for the team tonight. You know, I learned about Poto from this team. Not tonight, but I'm saying in general, because I knew that he was from the Raptors, but he really didn't do too much over there. But once he came here, Pop unlocked them. And that's why I always respect about Popovich every time we play the Spurs, is this dude is just a whisperer of players, and he's got these guys playing really well. But like you guys both mentioned, we were able to weather the storm tonight for, you know, and it's good to see that after how the Spurs have been smacking us up since 99. Every feels like every time we play them, whether it's the Garden over there, they always have our number. And tonight we weathered the storm and we won this game tonight. I love seeing that. But I just want to also mention tonight. Yeah, I just want to mention tonight that the call-ins are only on the Discord. So for those who do want to call in tonight, I see we have two calls right now. We're going to get to those here in a little bit. But for those who want to call into the show tonight, join the Discord, join the lounge, and you will get in from there. Just wanted to put that out there. I don't think I mentioned it yet, so that's on me. Apologies, my fault. So yeah, links will be going through the chat. What's good?
I love that they're changing the name to the New York Simps. That's actually really funny.
Oh.
In the chat, it's hashtag New York Simps. I love that. Maybe we should change it from Sim Fan TV to New York Simps. That's actually kind of
your
cool.
Crew. It's your crew. It's your joint. So, I mean, whatever you say the name is.
Of a name change from New York Simps. No, from Nick's, from Sim Fan TV to New York Simps. Say I.
I want to see where that goes.
I like New York Simps. It sounds a lot like New York Knicks.
So this what we'll do.
It's an easy transition.
So this is what we'll do. I want one in the chat for Simp Fan TV or two for New York Simps right now. So we'll see.
Let's see what happens.
So TM, keep track of that.
What do you think is going to win, Alex?
Probably going to go with... Well, if they're your crew, Ashley, I'm going to go with number two, New York Sim.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're going to go with, I think they're going to go with whatever you said. I think Fan TV should win, but I think since you campaigned really hard for New York Sims, I think that's what's going to win. All right, so, yeah, TF, keep track of those ones and twos for us real quick as we go to our first call of the night, if I can open up.
No, people like Sim Fan TV. I don't know. It seems ones are winning. Hold on.
I see a lot of ones.
And we got some threes.
We got some threes.
I don't know what the threes are for, but we got threes.
I don't know what the threes are either.
I don't know what the threes are. I missed a three.
A lot of ones.
Yeah, I see a lot of ones.
Sim Fan TV's the OG,
though. Ooh.
Yeah, Sim Fan TV looking like it's coming in clutch here. All right.
Oh,
well,
man.
The chat has spoken. And you know what they haven't done, though, Ashley?
The mods are like, how the hell am I supposed to get it?
Yeah, I know, Tio. I did it on purpose, Tio. This man's like, what the hell? Nah, I'm pretty sure it's Sim Fan TV won this one. But we're going to go to our first call of the night.
All right, give me a damn tally.
Yeah, right. All right, when we get to this call, TM, I want you to scroll back up and count every single one of them.
Give
if you don't count them, you're fired.
TM might walk out this door.
Right. Yeah, TM be like, you know what? All right, peace, y'all. I ain't doing that. But we go into our first call, and this is Jay from East New York. Jay, what's good, man? You on the show, man. How you feeling about tonight, bro? Uh-oh, Jay. Oh, there you go. Get the mic.
Hello?
Yeah, what's good, Jay?
All right, hold on. Give me a second. I got to turn my YouTube off.
Okay, do your thing, man. Yeah, you sound like you in the Matrix over there. It sounds like you in the Echo.
Sounds like you in the nosebleeds with Alex.
Yeah, you hanging out with Alex in the nosebleeds, bro? You sound
I don't see you up there, bro. Where you at?
What's good, Jay?
Yeah, hello. Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, you're good, man. You're good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, this is just a good win, man. Another good game. RJ showed up, man, because, you know, he had me upset the last game against the Lakers, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just looking forward to the playoffs, man. We getting more healthy bodies back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the Knicks is in the playoff, baby. Drop a P in the chat for the Knicks being in the playoffs, man. That's all I got to say, man. Mm-hmm. NYK in the playoffs, man.
Yes,
holler at you, boy.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
sir. I love it. Nice, sweet, to the point. Good call. Appreciate you, Jay, from East New York. Yeah, man. We're in playoffs, man. That's what I wanted to ask you guys tonight. What was that moment like? I need to know. I want to hear each of your moments. What was that moment like when you got that bing on your phone when you found out that we had clinched the playoffs? What was your moment? Alex, go start with you, bro. How'd you feel?
Oh, my goodness. I was just ecstatic. We were just finishing up a pod last night, and before I even published it, I had to do a monologue, and I think it was, like, good. I wanted to go a little bit longer, but Anchor just lets you go up until, like, 5 minutes. So it was I did a five-minute monologue just expressing how hyped I was. Dude, it's been since 2012, 2013, since we've been in the playoffs. What we've had to watch between then to now, how can you not be ecstatic? I'm just elated to see that the New York Knicks back in the playoffs. This season is just, man, I have no words for like what we've just witnessed the entire season because it's just been that magical. It's just been that stupendous. I love everything about it. We get to see RJ Barrett's second year in the playoffs. We get to see our rookies, Emmanuel Quickly, Obi Toppin in the playoffs. We get to see Julius Randle, the guy who's been leading this team in the playoffs, his first time being in the playoffs. I'm just ecstatic, man. Just, I love it. I'm loving everything about it. I'm embracing it. I'm going to be so freaking obnoxious.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So
yes.
Freaking obnoxious.
Yes. Oh, yes, for sure. Ashley?
Listen, first of all, I've never been so happy for a Cleveland win in my life. Go Cleveland. I love Cleveland. I love Cleveland. Cleveland's the best. No, it was, you know, I'm not an overly emotional person by nature. It takes a lot for me to, like, get emotional. But right. It was definitely a moment, I think, for a multitude of reasons. One, it's been such a long time. And within that span of 8 years, a lot has transpired. You know, we had promises that, you know, we envisioned when Phil Jackson got to the team and when Porzingis was there, how it was supposed to be the ultimate turnaround for us. And it turned out to be an ultimate disaster. We went through that era where we had a team of no names and it was just a cluster. Even with the Carmelo era right before, you know, that the drought started, right. It didn't ultimately evolved into what we had hoped, right? It just kind of got stagnant at a certain point. And along the way, a lot of disappointments, a lot of jokes, a lot of people doubting us, clowning us, you know, even in our own city, we weren't given the respect from mainstream media once the Brooklyn Nets were kind of put together, and that became a real thing, and they started to look more and more like, you know, the team that they were supposed to be when Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett and all those guys were there. Now you have KD and Kyrie, you know, losing Zion, losing out on KD, losing out on, it's been a long 8 years. There's been a lot of things that have transpired. And I think what also makes this moment so special is I don't think any of us anticipated it, right? I think we all went into this season and we had the conversation before the season even started. We went into the season hoping for the best in terms of just being better than we were last year. I don't think any of us, even the biggest Knicks fan in the world, could have envisioned what we're seeing unfold before our very eyes. I mean, at one point we were sitting at 4. We're in the playoffs. We're not in the play-in. The word we wouldn't even say for the first half of the season. We wouldn't even drop that P word. We actually clinched a playoff spot. We're actually in the top 6. I mean, this has just surpassed our wildest dreams, and it's just a great time to be a Knicks fan. I feel like we're finally getting the respect that we deserve. We're getting the team that we deserve because Knicks fans are the most loyal fans in the world. They're the most loyal fans in the NBA. And for everything that we have been through as a group, as a fan base, bad drafts and bad lottery picks and just bad trades and this and that.
Yep.
Not only are we getting the team that we deserve, we're getting the front office that we deserve. We're getting the coach that we deserve. And this is really the year that's going to go ahead and put us on a trajectory, and it's only up from here. It's only the beginning for us, and I'm just so excited to see how we grow as a team, who we add to the team, and ultimately, like, we're going to win a championship, guys. In the next 5 years, the New York Knicks are going to be world champions. Book it. I said it here first.
That's right. Talk that talk.
I said it here first. Talk that talk.
Yes, real quick. Right.
We're here, baby.
That's right. We here. That's my boy, Lil Kite, man. Oh, I love that clip. But before, I don't want TM's work to go to waste. I'm going to say my story in a second. But TM, I don't know how official this is, but he got a tally. He got us a tally. He added us and said it was 71-1-15. That was a tally. So,
ooh, wow.
I like Sim Fan TV. You got to go with the OG. I respect TV.
All right.
Yeah, tally. Respect. TM, everybody give some love to TM in the chat, man. That man, if that's the real tally, but I'm going to take your word for it. But, yeah, no, same thing for me. I was actually live last night. I was on Twitch. So I got a few Knicks fans that were in there. We were talking about the Laker game and the RJ Barrett hate and stuff like that. And then I had a few people coming in talking about the Knicks clinched. I'm like, no, we didn't. We lost. We just talking about the game. So I'm just – my brain's not thinking about, you know, the whole Boston and Cleveland game. I'm just like, nah, I'm not buying it. So then once I turned off the stream, that's when I finally got to check my phone because I wasn't on my phone the entire time. And it was late. Everybody was sleeping ears. So all I could do was run to my car and just yell. I was so hyped up about it. I even recorded that video that some of you guys saw on Twitter, on Instagram. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. 2013 is just, it feels like so long ago. It felt like we were, when it all was starting in 2010, where it was just kind of beginning, signing Amari Stoudemire and just like looking like we were making some good signings and everything was going the right direction. And then the Melo trade happened and all of a sudden we're this kind of team that's, you know, looking like we're competing against the big threes of the Miami Heat and playing against the Celtics. And we were out there doing our own and renewing rivalries with the Heat and the Celtics and the Pacers and stuff like that. It was crazy, and then it just stopped. Then it just stopped, and Derek Fisher was all of a sudden our head coach, and it just stopped, you know what I mean? And it's been rough times up until now, and it's just, yeah, super excited about it. And we here, like Ashley said, this is just the beginning.
We here.
This is just the beginning.
We here.
So I'm so excited.
I don't think any franchise, and I was telling somebody this the other day, I was actually talking about this on Sports Illustrated, I don't think any franchise has dealt with more disappointments than New York Knicks in so many different areas. We've dealt with disappointment in terms of
same
ownership.
Same a lot for you, though.
We've no, it's true.
Because you're a Cowboys fan, too, so I'm just saying. That's saying a lot.
You know, the Cowboys won 5 Super Bowls, okay?
That's
you know,
right.
Like,
that's right.
It hasn't been that hard.
That's right.
But and also NFC East division. So, I mean, that's more than the Knicks have given me. But, no, I mean, just disappointment in so many different areas. You know, a lot of teams deal with disappointment, maybe not going as far in the playoffs as they want to, or not securing one superstar that they want to in the offseason. I mean, the Knicks have dealt with disappointment from players, superstar players that didn't produce. Look at the Stoudemire era. That was supposed to be huge for us. Look at the Marbury era. That was supposed to be huge for us.
Yeah.
You know, drafting homeboy in Dallas. That was supposed to be huge for us. Getting the Jedi Master as the, you know, president of operations. That was supposed to be huge for us. That was supposed to take us out of the Dark Ages. You have, you know, Fizdale. That era was supposed to be big for us. I mean, there were so many disappointments, not only in the front office, not only in coaching staff, not only in players, but also ownership. I mean, there was a long time that it seemed like Dolan was trying to sabotage us from the inside out. You know what I mean? So I think that's why Knicks fans, one, are so passionate and so protective. You know, somebody asked me the other day, why do you guys care so much about the Brooklyn Nets? It's not that we care about the Brooklyn Nets. Let's make that very clear. Nobody's worried about Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. It's that we've been here since day one. We've never gone someplace different and come and tried to, you know, invade a territory. We've been playing at the same arena, at the same address, in the same city. We've been rocking the same jerseys, and we've dealt with a lot, and we want our respect because it's a new time for the New York Knicks, and we want our respect because this is our city, not the other way around. Yeah. We're not the new guys here. They're the new guys here, so give us our respect. And finally being in the playoffs, we're about to get our respect. And if people weren't on notice before, they're on notice now. The New York Knicks, we here. New York, we're here. Let's go.
Ding dong. Ding dong. Get on notice. You pay attention now. Yeah, I love that.
If you don't know, now you know.
Yeah. Can't say that next one, but you know what it is. But yeah, man, you know what it is. Knicks Fan TV, presented by none other than Manscaped. Get yourself Manscaped, manscaped.com/Knicks. Get 20% off and free shipping. Let me read some of these super chats real quick, and then we're going to go to the lines. Shout out to everybody on the line that was holding on there. I really need to hear the stories from the panel right here. I was really curious to hear how everybody was feeling yesterday, because I know it was it felt like a movie last night. I just was scrolling, seeing everyone's emotion and everything. So hearing you guys say your story right here, I was loving it. I was reading some of the chat too as we're going. But yeah, moving over. So Stevens, oh God, Stevens dropping $5 super chat. Appreciate you. He says, send Elf to the moon, then blow up the moon with the eye roll emoji.
With Dogecoin?
With the eye roll emoji. All right. B Sway with $10, $9.99, saying, what's the likelihood the Bucks throw the game against the Heat to avoid an early rematch? Very high. I think it's high. I think that they know. I think that I think so, man. The Bucks, I still don't think, even at three, I still think the Bucks don't have an answer for the Heat. I think that there's a chance that something like that could happen. Someone might magically not play tomorrow or whenever their game is. I think it's likely. Or is it tonight? When's that? Oh, it's tomorrow.
Philly is a fugazi, all right? The 76ers, if there's any 76ers fans in the chat, read my lips. You're a fugazi. Your whole team is a fugazi. Your whole operation is fugazi, okay? That's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to leave it there. A fugazi. You guys should be embarrassed. How you secured that top seed or top two seed, beyond me, embarrassing. You guys are a hot mess. I'm not buying whatever Philly is selling. Wow. I want the smoke. I'm not afraid of them.
Absolutely.
Nope.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, well, we had my man Bailey on the call. Bailey has been waiting patiently, and Bailey, you are in the call, man. I don't know if you're still muted, but Bailey, what's good, man? How you feeling, bro?
Can I just start with this to the chat? This is to the chat.
Tell them, Bailey,
put
what's
the
up?
Waving emoji to everyone. I want everyone that criticized and slandered RJ Barrett after the
Bailey!
Lakers to put the waving emoji.
Yeah, Dame Lillard status.
He literally just went off. And you're right. Twitter is the worst place to be as a Knicks fan. All you see is people complain. Like, just relax, you're 20 years old.
Yeah, talk that
He's
talk.
He's going to have bad games. It's literally like everyone. You see LeBron having bad games, KD has bad games. Why can't a 20-year-old second-year player have a bad game?
Yes. I love it, man.
I
Come with that energy, Bailey. That's right. Preach it up, man. Go ahead, bro.
There we go.
And I just want to say, Julius Randle, if he does not win Most Improved, the NBA hates the Knicks. And Alec Burks and Derrick Rose, we need to re-sign them in the offseason. Alec Burks, Jesus.
Yeah, crazy.
It's just a bona fide scorer.
Crazy, man. Professional assassin. Professional scorer. Bailey, my man, I needed that. I needed that energy in here, man. I felt like I was like a warrior with a sword and shield yesterday coming after all the freaking little mole rats coming from the sewers and the trolls coming from underneath the bridge talking about T.J. Barrett, 2 for 13. Man, I was fighting the fight, man. And my man Bailey coming in and shutting them up. That's what I'm talking about, Bailey. I love that energy.
And can I also just say, screw the Lakers as well.
Yeah!
They're my favorite player of all time on the team. Screw the Lakers.
Who's your favorite player, Bailey? Who's your favorite player?
LeBron. Favorite player of all time. Okay. My favorite player in the current time is Jaylen Brown, as you know.
Yeah, this dude is
my
crazy.
My favorite Knicks player is RJ Barrett.
Yes, that's what's up. But Bailey, I appreciate that call, man. That's the energy we needed, bro. Take it easy,
Bailey,
man.
Bailey the ghost.
Bailey came in here with that fire, bro. Yeah, that's one of CK Crew's finest right there. And he came in there spitting those facts, man. I don't know how you guys were dealing with that. I know Ash is probably just pissed off because that's her boy. But golly, man, DMs. Like, I don't even use Snapchat. I'm getting Snapchat. Talking about CK, you don't know nothing because RJ sucks. I'm just like, what is happening? Yeah, shut up. Just 20 years
old. People just really like to hate on RJ for no reason whatsoever. I don't get it. I feel like there's like a section of draft Twitter that's just like trying to prove that he's not going to be good. And it just comes out whenever you see a bad game. Or it's just haters that are just jealous. You know, they're just jealous they don't have RJ Barrett on their team. Because guess what? This kid's going to be elite. Just wait until he's in his prime. It's going to be phenomenal.
100%. Like you said, I think to be real, I think that's what it is. A lot of these people are really upset that their little mock drafts was wrong, their little takes that RJ Barrett was going to be a nothing and nobody and blah, 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 blah. They're just upset that that's not the case. And anytime that he gives them a bad game, they're going to try to take that ammunition and go after. I think they were going crazy in our chat, too, after the Laker game, if I remember correctly. It's wild, man. It's wild. Absolutely insane.
There are some people who were talking about trade RJ in the chat.
That's what I'm talking about. See? No common sense. Zero. Zero, zero, zero. Shout out to Bailey, bro. Appreciate that call, man. Good call, good call. Who we got next? King Deej. We got King Deej on the line. What's good, King Deej? You got to unmute yourself, bro. But what's good, man? You live, man.
What's good, man? Run it up. First game, post game as a mod. I just want to say, little sis, they going crazy right now. I can't keep up with this.
You got the wrench, King Deej?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Congratulations. Yes, sir.
District's here now, baby.
But yes, sir. Yes,
crazy.
Sir.
Nice.
Keep up. But anyway, back to the game. Simp Fan TV could be off-season plan, man. All right. Listen, I need the Birkin bag Burks. I need BBBs in a chat, man, because God, oh, man, we missed you. 30 points coming back, especially after Derrick Rose just almost died in that Laker game for us, man. I need the BBB, man. This ain't Big Baller Brand. This is Big
I was going to say, hold on. That can mean multiple things, man, because, you know, I'm trying to get triple Bs over here, too. But, yeah, I got you.
Listen, we got that right now, CK. I'm trying to get it from both backcourts. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking about. I love it.
I'm trying to get it. But, this was a good test because, I mean, I was talking to my man earlier, and he was saying the Spurs not playing for nothing. That's false. They're in a play-in game right now against Memphis. Pop, if you heard the pregame, he was giving nothing but credit to Tibbs and the Knicks as an organization. When is the last time you heard Popovich ever give credit to the Knicks? Like, so we came a long way. To answer your question, CK, yesterday when we actually made the playoffs, I was so hype in my house, I woke up my daughter. That's how hype I was. And we haven't been in the playoffs since I was a freshman in college, bro. I'm 29 now, so I'm so happy.
Yeah.
So happy.
Yeah.
So, you know, this was a good test. Philly, I don't want to hear nothing about them people down I-95, man. I knew what it was, man. We might not get any help from anybody because Milwaukee's not going to want to see Miami after getting choked by them in the past two years. Like, so we just got to do what we got to do, man. We defend home court, and since Milwaukee not going to help us out, we'll see you later. We'll see what's up.
Mm-hmm.
We built from that same cloth. You think if Miami was scary, wait till you see how Tibbs handles Giannis. So I'm ready for war with whoever, man. That first home game, I'm in there. So if you in there, just know I'm gonna be with you, baby. But this was good test. We here. Randall, like Randall said, hard work is undefeated. I'm just happy that we came a long way.
Facts.
Shout out to the old teams, the Langston Galloways, Alexi.
Yes.
Yes.
Murray's, yeah, all those guys. Yeah, man.
I mean, if you was there through that, then you salute.
Real one.
That's all I gotta say. I'm out. There's people on the phone. Oh, and just before I dip, my man King Simp is in the building, so just know there's war.
Got him on ice. We got Angel on ice, ready to blow.
Yeah,
he's ready to go.
Yes. I'm out.
All right, take it easy, King DJ, man. Yes. Yeah, I love that call. But, yeah, man, he's braver than me because if I dare got too excited and woke up my daughter, I wouldn't be on the show tonight. So, King Deed, you got that one on me. I would have been beaten up.
Listen, if I had a child and my husband woke up our daughter, he'd probably be late because I would have already done it. like, sweetheart, you got to wake up because New York, we here.
Yeah, right.
You don't have to struggle the way mommy and daddy had to struggle.
Right,
you
that's what I'm saying.
You get to experience a playoff. Mommy that's and daddy right. did not get to experience this young. You need to wake up and relish in mm-hmm. the moment, darling. You can sleep when you're dead. We're not going to do that right now, okay? The Knicks are in the playoffs. It is time to wake up.
This
the
is not a drill. It's not
this
a
is
drill.
Not a drill.
Not at all. But yeah, man, good call.
Yeah, can't marry a non-Knicks fan. It just won't work. Or I'm going to have to convert them because my kids are being raised supporting one basketball team and one basketball team only, and that is the New York Knicks. I don't really care where he comes from. Like, you got to figure out your – that sounds like a you problem, not a us problem. You know what I'm saying? So
either like a no basketball fan or a Knicks fan, or it has to be a Knicks fan.
If he's not a Knicks fan, he can convert, just like you right. can convert to Judaism or something. You can convert to being a Knicks fan.
So what?
And if you're not willing to convert, that sounds like a you problem, because right. me and whatever children I give birth to will be Knicks fans.
Right.
So if you want to be the odd man out, that's your prerogative. But over here, we're Knicks fans. So what you do on your side sounds like a personal problem, but you bet to not be a Celtics fan or Nets fan
right.
or any type of rival of the New York Knicks, because we're going to have a serious issue. So Miami, I could forgive maybe, because as you know, they gave me my first opportunity in sports. So I always have a little bit of love for the team, because I wouldn't be here sitting with you guys right now if it weren't for the Miami Heat giving me my first job in the NBA. So I could probably forgive that. Everything else is off limits, though. So.
All right. We'll get
you better be a Portland Trail Blazers fan.
Right. I was going to say. Got to be on the far other side. We'll make that work. But yeah, I got you.
Far other side.
All right. Let's get back to the Super Chats real quick. Stanley Carinard, I hope I said your name right, but appreciate the $5 super chat, saying watching Ashley call Philly Fugazi with the new look brown officially makes her Dominican. Also, get Alfred a job at sanitation where he belongs. ..
Que lo que, papi.
There it is. You were saying it. You were saying it.
Que lo que, papi. Dímelo.
Lloyd Barker Jr. saying, anyone seen Craig the RJ hater? First of all, it was Greg, Graig. And nah, man, that man, like I said, turned up his coat and tried to slip out the back, because I haven't seen him since. But yeah, man, what's up, Greg? How you doing, bro? We remember what you said.
How can you be a Knicks fan and an RJ hater? That just makes no sense.
Alex, I don't understand.
That makes no sense.
I don't know, man. Some people just really, really, I don't know. I really don't know. Gotta show some love to none other than Chuck D himself. You know what to do.
Sure.
You know what to do, chat. Throw those PEs in chat. You know what it is. He said, go CK, go Ash, go Alex. Put a smash on them thumbs up buttons. Anytime I see an L next to the Spurs name versus us, I take it. Burke's the first Knick killer in a very long time to be that as a New York Knick. We in here, let's go. And that's facts, because that's what I was saying, like, on Twitter, like, I remember Alec Burks being good against us or not playing when we played against him, but I don't remember him being like this on other teams. Cleveland, he had some moments. I don't remember him doing stuff like this in Philly at all. Yes, Utah, and that was last time because he had Johnny Bryant, stuff like that, but I didn't know he was like this. Like, my eyes are wide open now seeing who the real Alec Burks is. I thought it was just against the Knicks, but thank God he came over and he brought those same powers for us. Because he used to kill us all the time, but I'm learning. I don't know about
also,
y'all.
Also, I appreciate the the Dominican love, but Fugazi is actually Italiano, just like your girl. So Fugazi is actually an Italian word. I am half Sicilian, so it fits. But I will wear the Dominican crown when need be too. I love my people from DR, so that's fine too.
Top,
but it is an Italian word.
Alex, you gonna say something?
No.
Oh, I thought you were
gone.
thought you were about to say something. Yeah, I think that's all of them. Shout out to the $10 from Violator's channel. There was no, I saw no comment, but you gave us 2 fives. Appreciate the love. And then Kenny Gales with the $4.99 saying, this is for the fans that lived through the, oh gosh, I can't even say his name.
Oh,
I
hate saying his name.
I don't want to say his name. That lived through the Andrea Bargnani contract, Lou Amundson. Jerry Jeffries got so much hate, bro. The Jerry Jeffries charges, we hear, and send EP to Chirac. Golly. But, yeah, man, I can't even say Andrea Bargnani, man. The only positive of any stint of Andrea Bargnani with the Knicks, and I'll remember this for as long as I live, is when he had those 2 blocks against Dwight Howard and then proceeded to completely stink up the joint after the Garden was going crazy for him, and then absolutely just went right back to who he was in that same game. I'll never forget that for as long as I live. That's the only highlight I got.
That was completely erased from my memory. I just remember the rotation of point guards that we've had, whether it was Jared Jack, Ramon Sessions, man. Shane Larkin, Ron Baker, Emmanuel Mudiay, Trey Burke, you name it.
Langston Galloway. Yeah, we. Oh, my.
Oh, man.
Goodness.
That was a, God. Yeah, it was a time. We've been through a lot, man. Like,
a lot.
People don't understand, Jesus. Bro. People do not understand. Do not understand.
The Knicks, hands down, is the most just abusive, toxic relationship I've ever been in my life.
Right? And just continue to stay in it, right? Like, what does that say about us? I mean, I don't know.
Coming from a Cowboys fan, so just put that in perspective. I seem to have a thing with abusive sports relationships.
Luckily, my football fandom, I've been okay. We'll see how that goes now that Drew Brees is retired. But, yeah, I've been okay on the football side.
All right, so my team's moving in the right direction, okay, guys?
There you go. Both your teams.
I am.
Yeah, you got to go in the right direction. Right.
You should have divorced. You should have been in divorce for a long time ago, bro.
Check out how
I give you props for holding on to that marriage as long as you did, because that's a disaster.
What about baseball, Alex?
Can't Yankees. Go for
the trifecta. Okay, I was like, you cannot be going for the trifecta, bro.
But the Yankees can be a little toxic as well, too, though.
Yeah, but
we just have
years.
Really, really high expectations. We have
super
really,
high expectations.
Really high.
In fact, we do. Yankees fans, we're very spoiled. That's true.
Yes.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, J.J. Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, J.J. breaks down the top 3 things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go to the next call. Who we got? We got Kev. We got Kevin Wood on the line. You got to unmute yourself, Kevin. What's good, man? Welcome to the show. What's good? How you feeling? Talk to us, bro. I know we had you on the line for a little bit, but what's good, man? You're muted. Oh, you're unmuted. What's up, man?
Yo. Hey, guys. First off, I'll say I'm a Hawks fan. Is that okay to have, like, non-Knicks fans here? I had a buddy who gave me your channel.
How dare you? No, you're good, bro. You're good. What's up, man? What's good?
But I just wanted to say that, first off, about the Knicks. No hate towards the Knicks. I obviously hope we get the 4 seed, my Hawks, and it looks like that's going to happen, barring a loss to the Rockets, which I don't expect. But, you know, where do you guys see the Knicks finishing, you know, right now, realistically? And what series do you think you're going to fare well with, if it's the Heat or the Hawks? I know you beat the Hawks 3 times, but
yeah, I want to bring that question to you real quick before you go. How are you feeling as a Hawks fan? How do you think it would go in a series against the Knicks? Go ahead, man. Be free. Be honest. How you feel it would go?
I honestly think I feel the Hawks. I know you beat us 3-0, of course, but the last game, I just think it was some unfortunate circumstances with Trae Young going down like that. because we weren't really in control of that game, and then the momentum just shifted with that, and then Capella went down. I feel the Hawks would have been able to pull that through. And then the other two, just the Hawks were still just, you know, trying to figure things out. And Lloyd Pierce was the coach, and no disrespect to Lloyd Pierce. I mean, he's a good guy. He does a lot of good things, but, you know, he just wasn't fit to be the head coach there. Right. But I think it'll be a good series. Honestly, being unbiased as much as I can, I think the Hawks would win in a 7-game series.
You think it'll go 7? All right, I'll take that. I'll take that.
Yeah, I think it'd be a 7-game series.
All right.
So, yeah. And
be careful what you say, guys, because it sounds like he's trying to get a scouting report out on us.
Yeah, no, that's no. That's why I know.
I know
Kevin's good.
When I hear one. Okay.
Kevin's all right.
I think he's trying to infiltrate our game plan. So be very careful about what you say on this podcast.
Yeah,
right now, okay?
Maybe it's just man, I'm so proud of my guys this year. I mean, the Knicks and Hawks have had, you know, they've been two of the, you know, kind of Cinderella this year, you know, coming out, making the playoffs, you know, and it's going to be unfortunate. One of them has to lose, unfortunately, probably. But yeah, I hope it's a good series. I mean, respect to the Knicks. I mean, you guys haven't been good in years, and, you know, just to come this far and make the playoffs. And shout out Julius Randle. Outside of Trae Young, that dude's my favorite player in the league, probably.
Respect,
so,
man. All right.
You guys have a good night. Good luck the rest of the season.
I appreciate you, Kevin. Take it easy, man. All right. That was all right. All right.
Can we go ahead and trace that phone call?
Yeah.
I have a feeling that was Max Kellerman.
You think that was a good voice for Max? If Max, I don't know if Max
can do
impression.
That is
quite the talent.
Voice alternating thing, or somebody in Max Kellerman's camp. Can we go ahead and trace that? If that's an ESPN landline, we need to have a conversation. Okay?
Yeah, he came in, he gave his love, he said Julius is second. You know, he didn't get too out of pocket. I ain't gonna lie to you. You guys can't see my computer, but my mouse was right over that hang up button. I was right there ready to go, but no, Kevin was alright. He gave him just his 5 seconds left. He thinks he'll go to 7 games, you know. Obviously he has to stick with his team. I ain't mad at it, but like I said, he gave his love to Julius Randle, and I'll give him that. That's about all I'll give him. Angel, I see you on the line. I'm gonna save you for last of the calls that we have right now. So Angel, sit tight. I see you, bro. But we're gonna move over to first of all, we gotta talk. My man Bailey, not only did he call in, but he gave us a super chat of $2.99 saying, "We ain't," and this is in all caps too, Ari, be concerned, Ari. But he said in all caps, "We ain't scared of no one. Bring on the playoffs." I'm telling you, Bailey, when he hung up the call, he was still out over there yelling. Everything he was feeling, he's there texting in the chat, yelling. He yelled this out while he was sending that super chat. Bailey's hyped up right now. We appreciate that, Bailey. Appreciate you.
First of all, before we go any further, there's over 1,300 people in this chat right now, but there's only 430 likes. I'm not feeling that. We clinched our playoff spot. We won tonight's game. I'm going on record and saying we're winning the next two. New York, we're here. I need you to show us the love. The big three is holding it down while, you know, CP's being all Hollywood or whatever. But that's cool. The real is back. The big three is here. All right. I got Jamal Murray. I got DJ Academics in the building.
All right. I will cut. I will cut this stream off, in the words of my mama. I will cut this thing
and I
off.
Will be Beyonce.
Y'all should get this
Destiny's Child, obviously. Y'all can fight over who's Michelle and Kelly. That's up to you.
But
go ahead and hit that thumbs up button for us. And also, if you're new in the chat, hashtag new. If you're not new, or you are new but you want us to shout out your city, your country, go ahead and drop that in the chat as well. And go ahead and run up those legs, guys, because the big three is holding it down just like we did when we went on that winning streak. Yes. So if history repeats itself, we're in for another streak, just saying.
Yeah, we're doing our thing. Yeah, CP tried to sabotage us a little bit with that one loss against the Suns. But other than that, we did the damn thing. You know, we're 4-1 as a trio right here. We're doing what we got to do. We're doing what we got to do. Yeah, let me check and see if we got where we're on the callers. Yeah, we do. We got one. So like I said, Angel, if you heard me, well, I see you, bro. I'm holding you for last. I want to hear what you guys say because I know you hyped up. But we're going next to Multiple Axes. That's a name. But how you doing, bro? How you feeling about the win tonight? Multiple Axes, what's good, bro? I think I unmute yourself, man. You are live. You are on the show.
Yo, y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. What's up, man?
Yo, this is Conforti from Lancaster, PA. I called last week for the Suns.
Yes, home of Hershey Park.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Man, yeah, it felt good to get this win. It was so funny the first quarter. Clyde was saying, like, everybody was stinking up the joint. He was about to lace up and play. Yeah, that third quarter was so strange. Just how consistent the Spurs were. I think they were like 12 for 13 in the first half of the third quarter.
Yeah.
And then it was like the Knicks woke up from a fever dream. And I think it was like between the last like 5 or so minutes of the third quarter and the first couple of minutes of the fourth quarter, it was like a 21-2 run or something. Crazy. Yeah, something like they were down 14 and then they were up by I don't know how much, but yeah, it was a good win, and I'm just happy to see our guys out there. Burks obviously was the leader, came back super strong off the injury.
Yeah.
But I am getting a little worried about load management for the team. I'm just concerned, you know, with the history of D-Rose on the Bulls with Tibbs. It's kind of like deja vu. What do you guys think about how this should be handled? I know CP was saying it's kind of got to be a delicate balance, but who do you think should play these remaining games in the regular season?
Yeah, that's a good. Appreciate you. Yeah, call. Good call.
I'll start.
Yeah, go ahead.
With that, I think that Derrick Rose shouldn't play more than 15 minutes a game if he ultimately can. I think just enough to where he doesn't lose his edge, but no more than that. I don't think it's necessary. We've already clinched. I think Burks and Quickly could use the minutes to get the repetitions in. I honestly, you know, I think with a sprained ankle, I wouldn't even play him for the remainder of these games, truthfully. I don't think there's a reason to. You already know what he can give you. You already know he's able to turn it on. I think, you know, he's been in this in a postseason before. He knows what it's like. I just don't think that you want to go ahead and roll the dice on that. You know, like, he's not, you know, a spring chicken anymore. And if it were a different, if it were a different situation, the Knicks were trying to get into the playoffs, then you would have to go ahead and ultimately make that decision on whether or not to play him, because it was a necessity. It's not a necessity, thankfully. And I just don't think that that's something that you need to go ahead and do. I would say rest them as much as you can. And plus, you have, again, you don't have to play in the play-in. You have additional days of rest that you can kind of wean him into, you know, getting repetitions and things like that when he's ready. Just don't even poke the bear on that situation. Just leave him be.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I mean, I don't see, you know, even going back to the call before this one, that he asked us, where do we see the Knicks finishing the season, whether it's going to get the 4, 5, or 6. I, just looking at the remainder of the schedule for both the teams, you have the Hawks playing the Rockets. That's their last game of the season. I think that's going to be an easy win for them, trying to shore up the 4 spot. You're going to have the Miami Heat who play the Milwaukee Bucks and then the Detroit Pistons, and then you have the New York Knicks who are going to play the Hornets and the Boston Celtics. So I think we're most likely going to be a lock for either the 5 or the 6, most likely the 6. So to Ashley's point, we don't really need to play Derrick Rose that much. It should be more so, it should be geared more so towards Burks and IQ getting enough minutes to get their legs back under them, because at the end of the day, I don't, it's so, there's such little wiggle room at this point. I don't know if it's necessarily worth to just even fight that much just to try to get to the 5th. I mean, you can, but I'd rather have the guys healthy for the playoffs than really just trying to stress everyone and trying to win that, you know?
Your job is done in the sense of you're not in the play-in. And ultimately, that's the goal, right? To secure an actual playoff spot, you get those additional days of rest, like we were talking about earlier, and you're in the actual playoff, which means you get an actual series. You're not just in a one-and-done or a two-and-done situation, which is ultimately what you want. So I just don't see the necessity of bringing Rose back for these next two games. I think that the rest will do him good. I'm even going to go as far as saying that I would like to see Randle get some rest. I don't think you have to exhaust him and play him an entirety of a game, especially if you have Burks, if you have Quickly. I think the younger guys, you know, RJ, Quickly, Burks, Obi. I think this is the time in the season before the playoffs that you really start giving them more minutes, getting their legs into the situation, getting their legs underneath them so that they're ready to go. They're young. They can play 45 minutes and still go into the playoffs. I think you want to go ahead and rest as much as you can, Rose, and you want to go ahead and rest Randall. Not say you don't play Randall. You still play him. I think you just reduce his minutes a little bit these next two games.
For sure.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with both of you guys. I completely agree about Derrick Rose. Even if the sprained ankle isn't much, I think at this point, Alex put it perfectly. Right now, we'd be playing for fifth because I find it very hard to believe that the Hawks go on and lose their game against the Rockets. So right now, we'd be playing for fifth with the Heat. And, you know, five or six, it is what it is. Just let Derrick Rose rest for the rest of the playoffs or rest of the season. But what's good too is at this time right now, Frank Ntilikina has been somebody who's actually been playing pretty solid. And like you guys both said, just run with the younger guys, and maybe we can steal these two games even with what we got. But let guys like Derrick Rose sit, limit Julius Randle's minutes for the last two games. I don't think that they're going to send him for no reason, but at least limit his minutes. Let Obi go out there get some minutes. Yeah. Let Kev play. You know, give them some reps. You know, Alec Burks. Let him get back on track. Let Mayan Quickly go out there and get back on track. I completely agree with you guys. Like, if it was a little bit closer and all three of us had tougher schedules to close down, there was really a chance. Yeah, I would still want us to go into all guns blazing. But at the same time, right now, I feel like we are where we are. We can only control what we can control. Let's just go out there and make sure we're healthy and enjoy this break going into the playoffs. I completely agree with you guys. I'm with you guys on that 100%.
I think the only person you actually rest indefinitely is Rose. And I think also what you can do is you can kind of – I think it will also depend on what – I think also in terms of Randall's minutes and things like that, minute restrictions, I think it will also depend on how that Miami-Milwaukee game goes, right? I think also Tibbs and the coaching staff is also going to look at the Milwaukee-Miami game, and you're going to look also at the Hawks. I think Houston's their next game, right, coming up.
Yep.
So
yeah,
you're going to look at those two games and see what that outcome looks like. If those games are losses, then that goes ahead and maybe you don't rest Randall at all. You just have him go full throttle. If they're wins, you don't even bother, because I just feel like at that point it's kind of set in stone what the layout's going to look like. But I think that game, that next game, that series of games for all three of us is going to be the difference maker.
Yep,
100%.
Put that perfectly. I think you put that perfectly. But we're all in agreement, though. Like, regardless, win, lose, whatever, Derrick Rose, sit your ass down, get your extra extended break. We'll see you in the playoffs, because you've been great for us, and we need you for the playoffs. So I would like to see him get that rest for sure. And we got it. We got guys. We got next man up mentality slot tonight. We'll be okay, Derrick Rose. Take a break, bro. We'll be all right. You know what it is, Knicks Fan TV, presented by Manscaped.com/Knicks. Get yourself 20% off on anything, including that, Ashley, can you show it to him one more time, that Lawnmower 4.0, you got it on deck, yeah, we're zooming on Ashley, yes, the Lawnmower, look at the packaging too, the gold
it's
on the
like
side,
it's like gold and black,
who you that, baby, yes, sir,
it's rich.
Look at that. Oh, looking like my Saints. Yes. I'm loving it. Yes, sir.
If you are new to the chat, the Lawnmower 4.0 is what you need in your man kits. Do men have kits, like little beauty kits? I guess they do, right?
Sure.
Grooming kits?
Yeah, grooming kits.
Okay, yeah. Grooming kits. There we go. Yeah. This bad boy is going to take you from a zero to a hero, okay? And that is what you want. Especially during hot boy, hot girl summer. We outside. The Knicks are in the playoffs. All right? Everyone's feeling the love. And if your jungle is looking crazy, you may not get lucky. No one's trying to go through all of that. So make sure you take care of what you can take care of. And, the Lawnmower 4.0. Go ahead and get that exclusively at Manscaped. And take care of your situation, you know? Okay. Just like... You know, and no Knicks, not the Knicks that are in the playoffs. You won't get Knicks with this. It's also very important.
You did it.
Because nobody likes those either. So go ahead and cop that.
Yeah, off the script. Off
newspaper
script,
sold,
no script.
Sold separately. Yeah, sorry about that.
It is
sold
separately. But it's there. Definitely can go pick up yours. Or you know what? Go find a since y'all in New York, make sure you go find a paper that has any article about the Nets and just use that. So your little hair dust particles can go on that and throw that thing right into the trash. Yeah, use that. Save some money. But yeah, let's get right back to the calls. We got a strong set of calls left here on the deck. We have right now I got Angel ready to go, and we had Jay Boogie. I think he's gonna come back around to close the night for us, but we're going to go to none other than Smooth Jay. We got Angel. Oh wait, hold on, Angel. You came just in time because I see CP over there lurking. CP, I see you muted. I don't know if you want to wait it out. I didn't even see you just hanging out there, CP. I don't know if he's, you know, hanging out in the bar or something like that.
Sorry, but I have one because I have to promote it, not because I use it.
Is he mad about it? He's really
they
mad about it.
They also sent me ball deodorant. It's not like I
need
that.
Oh, my goodness. Angel, what's good, bro? What's good? Smooth, how you doing, bro?
Ari didn't say
I was going to say, y'all can let CP go.
Yeah, I think CP going away. It's okay. It's all right. Angel, the floor is yours, man. I know you're ready to go. You're charged up, ready to go, man. Let it fly, man. How you feeling, bro?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What's good, y'all?
What's good?
What's good, my boy Alex? Yo, what's good, bro? My boy CK2K, Smooth Brother, what's
Smooth.
Good, bro?
What's up?
To the queen, mi amor, Ashley, como esta? How you feeling?
I'm good. Listen, I need these two next wins, and I'll feel even better.
All right. I'm trying to tell you, I'm getting ready to light the Sixers up right now. So, Ash, don't worry about it. I'm getting ready to hold it down, you know what I'm saying, because I'm from Philly. You know what, man? To you Sixer fans, man, y'all sitting there running y'all mouth, acting like y'all going to do something. Let me tell you something, man. Y'all getting ready to be the next Milwaukee Bucks, man. Y'all going to win all these regular season games, playing these easy teams, and then when it comes to the playoffs, you're going to choke. You feel me? And, y'all need to trust the process on Ben Simmons' jump shot, man, because Y'all ain't doing nothing, man. Y'all just get on my damn nerves. And then y'all played worse than the 0-16 Detroit Lions. And you're sitting here with your chest up like you did something. Man, y'all look like straight punks today, man. And you know what? Shout out to you, Giannis Hassel, man, because you know what? He really showed us that y'all really ain't tough, man. Y'all really are soft. You feel me? And now I'm going to spit some facts, man, because that Sixers game just it doesn't make any sense. But listen, the fact that we hit 14 threes and we shot 18 for 18 from the free throw line, I mean, wow, that was really huge, man. Mm-hmm. And granted, it was ugly, but it's not how you start, it's how you finish, man. And the fact that we went on that 21-2 run, shout out to RJ Barrett, man. Y'all was sitting there clowning this guy the last game. Granted, it was a bad game. But at the end of the day, man, RJ is built for this, man. That 9 guy is a beast, and he's going to be a future star in this game, man. But y'all got to have faith, man. And the fact that he hit 4 threes during this run, I mean, it's just got us a blessing, man. It's just crazy how his game has evolved. And then, you know, when it comes to that, to the Spurs, you know, we held them to 6 for 21 from 3, 28%. Our bench outscored them 39-24. And I thought that was the key to the game also. And in that second quarter, when we really couldn't score, our bench scored 23 straight points, you know. So shout out to having the best bench of the league. Right. And, you know, my boy Julius Randle, man, I mean, I'm just so happy that we signed you, man. And, you know, you had 25-9. My boy Alec Burks had 30. And, you know, and I'm really impressed, man. And, listen, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but, you know, when it comes to someone – joining another team, right? Mm-hmm. Julius Randle has the second largest improvement from year one to year two from 3-point range from 28% to 42%.
God,
number one is Kevin Johnson, and Kevin Durant is third. So shout out to that boy Julius Randle. And Ashley, to my last fact, you look better than Halle Berry, man. So love you, appreciate you guys. Ooh. Thank you guys, and have a great night, y'all. Let's go, Knicks.
That's right, Smooth. Look at that. That's what I'm talking about.
Nice.
You see what I'm talking about? It's the Euro. Like that's why he got the nickname. He over here talking about facts. Knicks this. Free throw percentage. You know, Julius Randle. Hey, you look better than Halle Berry. All right, y'all, let's get it. You know, that's what I'm talking about. That's why he got the name. I know, you know, people are hating in the chat, but that right there, just the way he does delivery, Smooth. So I got to get to Angel. My guy, Angel, good call there for sure. CP, man, you're muted. I don't know if you was waiting to be put on deck, but CP, we see you, bro. We want to hear what you got to say, man. I know you hyped up. You were in attendance. So if whenever you're ready, man, unmute yourself. We see you in the Discord. But I do want to shout out this super chat right here. $50 from, oh, man, I don't know if I'm saying your name right. Is it Raul? golly, I said your name wrong, but appreciate the $50. He said, today is my birthday here in Japan. Knicks were down 17, and I put on my Knicks fit to go out, and boom, we win. Hashtag, we doing it for Cody. Yes, Cody. Hashtag, we here. Hashtag, Broadway Barrett. Yeah, man, the legend of Cody has been great all day today. He's been following on Instagram. I ain't going to lie, I was a part of it because I was just like, yo, I felt like
Cody he asked now. This. We need to find Cody.
He's on IG. We found him. He's on IG. He has a little personal account. Yeah, he jumped from like 500 followers to 2,000 today. He's,
what?
Yeah, Cody's getting that's love. I don't have it off the top of my head, but yeah, someone found it on my
post.
We
gotta put Cody back on the screen.
Yeah, little Cody, man. Shout out to Cody. All he wanted for Christmas was Knicks to make the playoffs, and damn near how many years later, we got your wish, my guy. Yeah, he looks like a whole grown man. No, he's not a grown man, but yeah, he's a lot older now for sure.
How old is he now?
I don't know. He's still a kid, but he's a lot older than he looks in that picture, though. I'll tell you that much. But yeah, Cody, man. Shout out to Cody. We doing it for Cody for sure.
That's funny. There was someone on Twitter that kind of looked like Cody.
Yeah, you saw that too.
I saw that too. And people, he had a response saying, "I'm not Cody."
But he was retweeting the meme. He was posting it. So like that song, just like, yo, that stop playing with this Knicks fan six. Like you're doing the same thing that he's doing over there with Elfa Payne. Like
someone screenshot a recent picture of Cody and tagged me and Knicks fan and the whole squad on Twitter so I can see it.
Yeah, man, Cody. He's privated, though, so I don't know if you guys made the cut and he let you in because – and that's good, Cody. Good decision. I don't know if your parents
– yeah, whoever got approved, page. I need to see Cody.
Good job, because I know people are going to be bombarding you, so I'm glad you're there controlling that there. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with CP. I don't know if he's muted or he's waiting for his time to shine. I think he'll mute when he's ready to go.
Everyone in the chat, hashtag, where's Cody?
Yeah, man, I was a part of it. I was like, yo, man, we need to get Cody in on this, man.
Hashtag, where's Cody?
Has anyone found Cody?
Fan TV feature
that would
Cody.
Be great. Yeah, I'm just saying, we found the freaking Porzingis kid in like a day, and then, you know, then he's there every single draft, thumbs down, and everybody we drafted, like, oh, my gosh, I don't know. Cody is more of a legend in my opinion.
That poor Zingas kid had some things to get off his chest. That's why.
Whatever. His only pass was that he approved of RJ.
He had some things to get off his chest.
That was his only pass. He approved of RJ, so I guess we're good there. But, I'm looking. Yeah, CP, I don't know what's going on. CP, I don't know if you hear us, but we're ready for you whenever you're ready to get on the call. Jay Boogie, you could try the Discord again, too. I saw that you were with us, but then you vanished, so I don't know. If you're going to try to get back on, but it's all good. So back to Angel's point, he said something that we completely like glazed over. It was the free throws. Can you guys, since we've been reminiscing about Knicks of the past, like I feel like this is becoming a regular thing, at least for the second half of this season, is us, we're just making our free throws. But do you guys remember that point where it's just like, it was just last year. It was actually just last year. Nobody on this team could make a damn free throw. We would be down by 2 points, and we would lose the game by one because we only made one of our two free throws. So I'm like I said, man, for us to go into this game against the Spurs and completely, you know, take advantage and flip the script and win this game, super hyped up about that. So I just had to give some love to Angel for pointing that out because I completely forgot to mention that because our shooting percentage was great too, and free throws. We made our free throws. And actually telling us all the time, man, they're free. So you got to make the damn free throw.
For a reason.
I'm saying.
Someone said, let's hear from another simp. We need a battle.
Yeah, well, this ain't him. So what's going on?
Good, bro.
What's happening? So salute.
Good.
Salute. And now I was on the Iron Horse, man. It was a little bit louder.
Got you.
That's why I didn't want to jump off mute, man. But great win. You know, 102-98. Great come from behind win. Because I thought it was about to be a wrap in that third quarter, honestly. Because it really didn't start off well. And then Tibbs picking up that technical foul really... You know, didn't set a good tone for the quarter. Mm. Give credit to DeRozan. He was flaming Bullock all night. You know, DeJounte Murray had some moments. Nice guard, man. I like that kid a lot, bro. I like DeJounte Murray's game a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a lot of trouble handling him in the pick and roll. And so things got interesting, man. But give credit to RJ. You know, Burks had it going in the first half. But give credit to RJ in particular, man, because he was kind of cold in that first half.
Knicks really didn't have it going. Bullock didn't have it going once again, but RJ really locked in that second half, man. Ended up with 24 points, 9 rebounds, 5 and 9 from downtown. Huge. I thought RJ had an excellent second half. And then Burks, man. I told this bonehead Max Kellerman how important Burks was to this team, and his first day back gets in as a backup point. Bye-bye, Peyton. His minutes are going away, and Burks gives you 30 and 10 first night back, 5 of 10 from downtown. You needed it. You know, without that, we would have lost this game easily. So, you know, great to maintain the pace, but with the Hawks and the Heat both winning out, you know, that was kind of hard. So we just got to keep doing it. You know, just keep handling our business, taking care of what we can at home, get guys healthy. You know, Tibbs did say that Rose was available at the shoot-around, so he was shooting around. He was participating, but they just figured to rest him. So we'll figure out how they balance that going forward. I think they'll give it a go Saturday. Maybe you see him Saturday.
I was going to ask, what's your thoughts on that, though, CP? Because we were saying, you know, rest them for the weekend and then just run into the playoffs with them playing. You think that we should let him play or that he should be playing this weekend or maybe one of the games? Like, what's your thoughts on Derrick?
Maybe he suits up, but they should go for it Saturday, by all means. You got to go for it until you know, you're eliminated from that fourth seed. I mean, getting home court in that first round is important. Okay. So if he's healthy enough, I would have him go. You know, just to make sure that we maintain that pace, because you want to get that extra home game. You definitely want to get that extra home game in the playoffs. So we'll see what happens, man. I think the Bucks will play it. I don't think the Bucks will lay down for the Heat. You know, the Bucks are still trying to catch second. They're still trying to catch the Nets in second. So I think the Bucks will have something to play for. I don't see them, you know, resting the Freak or anything like that. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, let's see what happens with that one. I hope you're right. Trust me, I hope you're right, because it'd be nice to see the Heat get that loss from the Bucks. But I don't know, something is telling me that they don't want that early exit again, because Miami just had their number. Same way we talk about them with us. I don't know. I feel like Miami has their number the same way in the playoffs again. But we'll see. I hope you're right. I definitely hope you're right on that one.
Yeah, so it took it too, man. Other than that, you know, the vibes at MSG was electric once again. Obviously, when we came back and won, you know, outside, the atmosphere was charged up. Everybody was in a great mood. So it was good, man. It's just good to be out there vibing with the people. Yeah. Two more games to go at MSG. I might be back Saturday and Sunday. We'll see. TBD at the moment, but we definitely got some good footage for the channel. Good footage for the Knicks Fan TV documentary coming out next week. So be on the lookout for that. Yeah, man. We got a big lineup coming out next week, man. So
We didn't find any release forms to be in that. Are we not part of that? I'm confused.
We'll take care of that later. We'll take care of that later.
Behind the scenes.
My team didn't get any paperwork. What about you, CP?
Let me check with my team. Yo, did you get anything? No, I didn't get nothing. Yeah, man, we ain't getting nothing.
What about
my
team. Alex? Did you get any paperwork, Alex?
I am my own attorney, and I did not get any paperwork.
I guess this is a one-man show.
Listen, dude, we're in a rush to get this to the finish line before the playoffs come out. We'll get to the formalities afterwards and all of that, all the situations and all of that. You know what I mean? Definitely suits everybody in the chat. Hit that thumbs up button for you, squad. Of course, definitely appreciate Alex for coming through, man. My Jamaican brethren. Yes, yeah, sir. I see Ash in there. Ash got the Dark Phoenix.
Wagwan.
You know what I'm saying?
The Dark Phoenix.
Ash got the Dark Phoenix look going on today. And CK, definitely appreciate you, man. So
always, man.
I'll definitely catch up with everybody on Saturday.
All right, bro. Yeah, man. Get some rest. And the chat was worried about you, man. They said they hope that you got a lot of sanitizer and make sure you wipe everything off, because you was getting mobbed out there, bro.
Yeah. The mosh pit got a little lit, but, you know, you got to balance it out, man. But, definitely just being cautious and safe at the same time and just having fun with the people. Shout out Papa Left, man. Papa Left was out there in the fray.
Yep.
Yeah, Papa Left was out there in the fray, man. So it was good to catch up with him. He was in the mix with us. Knicks Fan TV Dave was out there. My guy Angel, salute to Angel as well. Chris Shamus as well. And Anthony MSG was out there as well. So good time.
Somebody said CP about to look like Joe Budden after this Knicks Fan TV
documentary.
That makes us Rory and Maul.
Nah, man. Ain't no Rory and Maul situation going on at Knicks Fan TV.
He's about to be on the next stream talking to empty boxes.
Yeah.
Nah, there's no Rory and Ball situation going on at Knicks Fan TV, man. Right. I don't know what's going on with Joe Button and them, but
yeah, man.
Yeah, know. Good luck to them, man. I don't know what happened over there. So, so I got to talk to CP. Hey,
you are in breach of your contract.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with them, man. So, but good luck to them. Yeah, good win. I'll catch up with you guys Saturday, man. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad.
Just take it easy, bro. See you Saturday, man.
Yes, sir.
All right,
man. Appreciate it, bro.
Yep, bye. Yep, yep. There he is. There he is, CP himself.
Alex, when I get my paperwork, I'm going to go ahead and send that to you so you can scan through it for me.
I got you.
Until then, I will not be showing my face on any future streams until I get my piece of the pie.
Oh, no, man. The Sim Fan TV, they ain't going to like that.
I'm about to pull a Rory and say I'm going on vacation for 3 days and it's going to be 7 months.
One more thing real quick. Shout out to Ruel Wilson for the $50 super chat, man. Checking in from Japan.
Yes, sir.
Nice. Ruel Wilson, he's been rocking with us for a long time now. So definitely shout out to Ruel over in Japan. And everybody that's been rocking with us, man, especially the fact that, you know, this is the first time making a playoff since this channel's inception. So
crazy, right?
It's a big moment, man. Definitely a big moment. Everybody in the chat, man, throw the year or the, around the time that you've been rocking with Knicks Fan TV in the chat, man. Throw the year that you've been rocking with us. We started June 22nd of 2017. So let me know if you're a veteran or somewhat new to the channel, but definitely appreciate everybody for support.
Yeah, good call in there. I think I met CP. I think he hit me up like early 2018 is when I met him. So I was I didn't realize he started 2017. I thought he was up a lot earlier than that. I didn't know, but yeah, that's what's up.
Let's see, me, I came on for one episode and I've been here ever since.
Ever since, that's what's up. That's a mic drop. That's a mic drop.
I came here for one pregame episode, the beginning of the season, and I've been here ever since, so hey. Hi.
So what's
I'm
up?
I'm here.
See,
I remember my first show, the chat went crazy. They had never seen a girl on the show before.
Yeah.
Or at all. Not even on the show, just at all.
There has never been there. I think there was one girl on the show, and that was maybe like years ago or whenever, you know, the channel first started. And I came on this show, and it was just mayhem. I don't think the mods have ever had to work so hard, and I've been here ever since, so.
What are you saying?
And, yes, I do want a Birkin bag, so if y'all want to go ahead and send me one, I can give you my address.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good idea. No. Go ahead and drop that for them. Oh, boy.
No, I'm not going to drop my address unless I'm getting the bag. Do I look crazy?
Oh, my God. I should be getting a lot of...
You have to ban 90% of the chat that day.
I'm saying.
Oh, man. I remember, what was it? No, I was just going to say, I remember finding Knicks Fan TV like before the 2019 season started. But then CP reached out to me during, I think it was right before or during the during the whole middling time period. I did that Frank Ntilikina breakdown.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah, that was a good video. I remember that. Yeah, that's what's up, man. I'm looking for the years. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of 2018s. A few people saying they're here from the jump.
A lot of 2017.
Yeah, they were from the jump, right. See, it's some Kendrick Robinson, shout out to you, man. He said he's been a fan since 2047. That's huge, bro. I don't know how you did it, but good for you. Well, I hope everything's going on in the future. I hope we win a championship sometime between that. 2047, appreciate you, bro.
Happy birthday, Angry Jenkins.
A lot of birthdays today, man. Whoa.
He said it's my birthday, so of course the Knicks won. Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Knicks don't win.
No, I don't want a Fulton Street Birkin. You got me messed up.
At least he's honest. At least he was honest about it and told you straight up. Going over to Daniel Soto with the $5. He says, I love how Tibbs used Frank situationally this game. I've had enough of Elford. Please get him off this team. Hashtag Frank Hive. Frank Hive is still in the building, baby. Frank Hoff still in the building. That's it, y'all. I think we're going to wrap it with CP right there dropping his words. And I think that's how we're going to end it off. You know, J-Boog, no slides to J-Boog, but I'm sure we will definitely be hearing from this weekend with our last two games of the regular season, people. Normally, this is the time, I don't know about you guys, where I'm looking into the draft and fine-tuning, seeing who I'm trying to get in the draft and stuff like that. But nah, man, I'm over here looking at the Hawks and the Heat and the Bucks, looking at how we can possibly match up against them in the first round. And it's a nice change of pace, so I'm excited about that. But, yeah, I hope you guys are feeling well. It was a fun show today. We got a dub, clinched the playoffs. I'm feeling good. I hope you guys are feeling good, too. But, yeah, whoever wants to kick it off first, you want to take it first there, Ashley? Fine, then. Alex, you want to go? CP Light, you want to go first?
All right, sure. Why not? Oh, man, guys. 4-1. The squad is 4-1. We're in the playoffs. Top six. Salute to Knicks Nation. I'm just happy, man. I'm just happy that we're just winning. It's been so long. It's been so long since we've actually been doing something really good. So, yeah, I'm just real basketball. But for everyone out there, thank you for tuning in. You can find me over at Knicks, Jets, Etc. podcast. We're available on all streaming platforms. You can find my work over at Hoops Habit, part of the Fanside Network. You can also find my other work here at KnicksFanTV.com. And if you're into sports betting, go check out me at Tally's site.
Ashley? Beyonce.
First of all, let me go ahead and send out some prayers to Jay Boogie. I just saw that he had a family emergency that he had to deal with, so he has to go ahead, and he's not going to be calling out the show today. Yeah, all right. So go ahead and send some prayers up to Jay Boogie. I hope everything is okay with you, the closer. So we're thinking of you as always. Yes. As usual, you guys can go ahead and follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Ash Nicole Moss. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, All In with Ashley Nicole. I'm going to be doing a little Q&A on my IG story, so go ahead and submit your questions. It's in one of the slides that you can go ahead and submit your questions in. And I will be back on Saturday for our 1 p.m. game when we get that dub, because we're going to go ahead and win the next two. So I will be here then. So make sure you're here. And again, if you want to go ahead and send me those Birkins, let me know. And New York, we here. Let's go.
Hey, hey, hey. Yes, yes, yes. Everything they say. Yeah, man, I just saw that 2J book. Prayers out to you, man. We understand. And with family business, hope everything is okay over on your end, bro. I always appreciate your support. And we know that your energy is still here with us. Don't worry about it, man. We get it. But, yeah, man, shout out to the chat. Shout out to the Knicks. And shout out to everybody coming here. We literally watched this stream grow from, like, 100 all the way up to, like, 14, 15. So, shout out to everybody coming through, regardless of, you know, what's going on. We're enjoying ourselves, and we're here celebrating these Knicks in another dub. But you know what it is. Knicks Fan TV presented by Manscaped. Get your Manscaped right there. But you can get yourself a Lawnmower 4.0, 20% off. But it's your boy CK. You got to remember me. You know, find me over my YouTube channel, CK2K. I'm everywhere, CK2K, Twitter, Instagram. You know, the vibes. You want CP Light? You want to take away the line? Because I don't have the scripture down packed, memorized. You want to hit it with the impression?
I
think you
got
to memorize.
I got it.
There you go. Yes, sir.
Did you get all the super chats?
I'm going to read those last. There's only two more left.
Got it.
All right.
Salute to Knicks Nation. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. This podcast is available on all streaming platforms: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, wherever you can find all audio platforms, we're there. Also, please make sure to check out the Discord and join our community there. We're growing. We're trying to expand the community. Please make sure to check it out. Peace.
Yes, sir. There it is. Once again, press is good. Yeah, we got just a few super chats real quick that I want to read. I saw Ari's that I'm really looking forward to, but I'm trying to see if there's one right before I read Ari's. We're all covered. Yeah, so
make sure you guys, after the show ends, y'all hop on whatever you use to stream music. Cole just dropped his new album.
All right,
Cole
there,
World,
yes.
No Blanket.
I got my notification.
You already, for those who don't know, I'm a huge J. Cole fan, have been since the very beginning, so I'm very excited for this new album, so make sure after the show ends, you go ahead and stream that, buy that album, support the Fat Not God, J. Cole himself. That's all I got.
Nah, I love that. So, Ash, I don't know if you was reading in the chat, but Ari was putting together the power rankings, the Simp Fan TV power rankings, as of 5/13/2020, and he got 1 through 5. You ready for the power rankings? At number, we'll go from 5. So at 5, we have King J, who's sitting at 5 on the power ranking, made the top 5. We have 4, Sir Charles Barkley, made the list. At number 3, we got Junior Caroma. I've seen him in the chat. Awfully loud. It looks like he made the top 3. We got the fake Surge, not the real Surge, but we got the fake Surge sitting at 2. And to no one's surprise, Smooth, the GOAT simp himself, Angel, sitting at the number 1 seed on the simp power rankings, as told by Ari. I don't know, man. This should be an honorable mention for someone that put the list together, but, you know, it's all right.
There's no play-in. These are all actual playoff spots. There's no play-in.
Okay. Well, we'll see how those standings look before the playoffs. But the last Jen is saying, step it up, King J. You got to get your game up, King J. But anyways, that's been the show, y'all. We had a good time tonight. We'll see you guys over the weekend. Enjoy your day off tomorrow, and we get 2 more wins before the playoffs. All love, y'all. We got it.